Night Lights. This is David Brent Johnson, and I'll be with you for the next hour as we listen to the late period music of one of the 1980s most enduring but little heard quartets. It's Songs Everlasting, the Poland Adams Quartet on Blue Note, tonight on Night Lights.
Thank you.
The Don Pullen George Adams Quartet performing George Adams' composition Sun Watchers from the 1987 Blue Note album Song Everlasting. George Adams on tenor sax, Don Pullen on piano, Cameron Brown on bass, and Danny Richmond on drums, from a recent collection put out by the Mosaic label of Don Pullen's recordings for the Blue Note label in the late 1980s. This group had formed in 1979 after the death of bassist Charles Mingus. And a little bit of background on these musicians. Don Pullen's roots go all the way back into the 1960s avant-garde. He'd recorded with the Giuseppe Logan Quartet in 1964 for ESP Records, and he'd made a duet record with percussionist Milford Graves. But he'd also worked with R&B artists like Big Mabel, and he'd played with Nina Simone and Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers as well. George Adams, who played flute as well as tenor sax, had worked with Sam Cooke, Roy Haynes, Gil Evans, Art Blakey, and various organ groups, and both of them had played with Charles Mingus in the mid-1970s. You can hear him most prominently on the two Mingus Changes albums on the Atlantic label from that era. Danny Richmond, the drummer, had played with Mingus for a long time, from 1955 to 1978, pretty much Mingus's permanent drummer from 1955 on. And bassist Cameron Brown had started his career in the mid-1960s, recording with George Russell and Don Cherry over in Europe. And like Pullen, he'd worked with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers as well. So these were musicians that were steeped in all aspects of 1960s and 70s jazz, blues, and soul. And they formed the group in 1979 when Adams and Pullen were both nearing 40. They recorded a dozen albums throughout the 1980s, but almost all of them came out only in Europe. Finally, in 1986, the group signed with a major American label, Blue Note, and they released two albums in the next 2 years, beginning with Breakthrough. We'll hear the opening track off that now. It's another George Adams composition entitled Mr. Smoothie, Don Pullen and George Adams Quartet on Nightlights. Thank you. the Don Paul and George Adams Quartet doing Mr. Smoothie, a George Adams composition, originally appeared on their 1986 Blue Note album Breakthrough, the very first album of theirs to be released on a United States label. Adams on tenor sax, Pullen on piano, Cameron Brown on bass, and Danny Richmond on drums from a new Mosaic Select collection of Don Pullen's late 1980s Blue Note recordings. We're focusing on the two albums in that set tonight that feature the Pullen Adams Quartet, a group that incorporated many influences and styles, as I was saying earlier. And Don Pullen, throughout his career, certainly invoked a number of different styles coming out of the free jazz and R&B traditions. As I said, he would go on to incorporate Native American, Brazilian, African, flamenco, and calypso music all into his own compositions. The Pullen Adams Quartet did do primarily their own compositions, mostly written by Don Pullen or George Adams. They occasionally did standards, but they pretty much had their own songbook. Gary Giddens, in his book Visions of Jazz, describes the group this way. He says, Adams, the showman, would conduct with a finger or windmill arms or knee bends. During solos, he'd roll his eyes until only the white showed. If you could get close enough to the keyboard, Pullen's physicality was no less occult. In one passage, his third and fourth fingers were bent down so that the fingers connected with the keyboard at the joints. In another, his forefinger clusters were arched so as to resemble goose shadows. Scar tissue discolored his knuckles and wrist, pink and white. Though Pullen played with percussive abandon, the rhythms were four square and countable. Though the sides and backs of his hands washed back and forth in a blur, the colors he produced supplemented the preset harmonies. At times, they were like an extension of Tatum's Speed of Light arpeggios. He could make those washes do anything he wanted, make them sound tumultuous or lyrical. He could tighten them into acerbic glissandi that filled out the chords with radiant color. He had become an undeniable, recognizable stylist. Suspicions of influence disappeared. Cecil Taylor's name was invoked only to underscore the differences between them. Taylor himself became an avowed fan. Pullen had rehabilitated harmony without sacrificing knuckle-busting brawn. Here is the Don Pullen George Adams Quartet doing one of Don Pullen's compositions, Song for the Old Country. You're listening to Nightlights.
Thank you.
Don Pullen, George Adams Quartet from their 1986 Blue Note album, Breakthrough. Adams on tenor sax, Don Pullen on piano, Cameron Brown on bass, Danny Richman on drums. Song from the Old Country, composed by Don Pullen. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Nightlights. David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to the Don Pullen George Adams Quartet on Nightlights tonight. We're focusing on the last two albums that the group recorded in the late 1980s for the Blue Note label. It was their American debut, even though they had already done about 10 albums, both studio and live, before that. And unfortunately, the group wouldn't last a whole lot longer. Bassist Danny Richman would die in 1988, and that would pretty much be the end of the group. But they did do another album for Blue Note before that, and it was called Song Everlasting. It came out in 1987, again with Cameron Brown on bass. And we'll hear something from that now, a George Adams composition, Serenade to Soraya. I think another piece that's indicative of how this group just kind of brought a quiet joy to their music and yet always retained an edge. There's a real kind of exploratory pushing tension here that I find kind of reminiscent of many of the great Blue Note albums in the 1960s, where you had people kind of exploring hard bop and the avant-garde and kind of melding it together in a way that always kind of threatened to just sort of leave all boundaries behind and then always kind of found resolution in the end. Don Pullen and George Adams with Serenade to Soraya on Nightlights. Thank you. the Don Pohn George Adams Quartet with Serenade de Saraya, George Adams' composition. Adams playing both flute and tenor sax on that track, Pohn on piano, Cameron Brown on bass, and Danny Richmond on drums, from the 1987 Blue Note album, Song Everlasting. I think one of the reasons for the Pohn Adams Quartet's enduring appeal is that, in addition to their obvious background in both avant-garde jazz and hard bop jazz, they really succeeded quite often in coming up with a lot of kind of catchy rhythms and just outright hooks in their music that makes it very accessible, even as it's obviously, as I said, steeped in avant-garde influence. And it's interesting to see how, with the Mosaics issuing this set, they're kind of now entering the jazz canon of the 1980s, that 20 years on, that canon is starting to kind of take shape. Mosaics, a label out of Stamford that generally hasn't issued much jazz that was recorded after 1980. They mostly focus on vintage jazz, but it's now 2005, and the 1980s are starting to be pretty vintage themselves, and obviously there's a lot more going on than the Young Lions movement that was led by Wynton Marsalis. That's usually what people think of when they think of jazz in the 1980s, but the Pohn Adams Quartet was recording pretty much throughout the decade, right up through this last album they did, Song Everlasting, in 1987. That was also the era in which CDs were beginning to replace LPs. And on the Song Everlasting release, there was a bonus CD track, which has been included with this Mosaic set. Back then, that was kind of a novel feature. Now, now there are no longer really LPs. There's some LPs still coming out, but not a whole lot. But the idea of the bonus CD track is pretty much fallen by the wayside, because that's pretty much what people buy now is CDs. Anyway, this is a track that was only on the original CD release, and it's also on the Mosaic set as well. It's another Don Pohn composition, another reason to celebrate on Nightlights. the Don Poland George Adams Quartet, performing Poland's composition Another Reason to Celebrate, which originally came out on the CD version of the 1987 Blue Note album Song Everlasting. Adams on tenor sax, Don Poland on piano, Cameron Brown on bass, Danny Richman on drums. Song Everlasting would be the last album that would be recorded by this quartet. Danny Richman died the following year in the spring of 1988. And producer Michael Kaskuna says in his addendum to this Mosaic collection that the group did want to continue on, but Kaskuna just felt like it wasn't the same without Danny Richman. Don Poland would go on to record some trio dates for the Blue Note label and do more work for them. And then George Adams would die in 1992, which had a pretty negative effect on Don Poland, who did a tribute to George Adams called Ode to Life that was released in 1993, a year after Adams' death. Poland himself died in 1995. Cameron Brown, the bassist, is the only member of the original quartet who's still alive today. We're going to hear one more tune from this recent Mosaic Select collection of Don Poland's late 1980s Blue Note recordings, which features the last two albums of the Don Poland George Adams Quartet. This again comes from their 1987 Blue Note LP. It's Sing Me a Song Everlasting, Don Poland and George Adams on Nightlights. Thank you. That's the Adams Poland Quartet with Sing Me a Song Everlasting from their last LP, Songs Everlasting, recorded for the Blue Note label in 1987. Thanks for tuning in to Nightlights this evening. We hope you'll join us again next week for Boppin' in Beantown, a program of jazz from Boston in the late 1940s and early 1950s. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs on the WFIU website at www.wfiu.indiana.edu. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.